The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, Freedom 93 FM and WVFT in Tallahassee. Okay, so we've already been on WVFT, Freedom 93 there in Tallahassee on weekends, but now you're hearing us on weeknights. Every night. In fact, we're now 7 nights a week in Tallahassee, which is awesome. Tallahassee is one of the only markets, probably the most changed market as far as Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we've been on so many radio stations in Tallahassee.
So we're glad to be on WVFT now over there, and it's a great FM station, 93. They call themselves 93 FM. So they're close to 93, but obviously not 93.0 because it's the odd numbers in the FM band in the United States. So welcome aboard.
So it's either 92.9 or 93.1, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 93.1. But I'll find that out for you, Mark. That's an important detail. But if you're already listening, it doesn't really matter. You're tuned to the right station.
A lot of people don't know that, though, that it's the every other, in the every other, the odd numbered decimal place.
People don't know that. I mean, if they've ever used their radios, they probably
don't recognize it.
They don't pay attention to those to those little details. So welcome aboard. We love being on FM Talk. That's where we were born. Free Talk Live started on an FM Talk station in Florida, actually down in Sarasota. And so, you know, we got some stuff in common with you guys down there. So so welcome to the show. And you are, if you're listening in Tallahassee, you're listening on what's called a delay broadcast, which means you can call in while we're live between 7 and 10 o'clock at night Eastern time, which they're starting at 9. So you're probably hearing our first hour, you know, 2 hours after we've done it. So feel free. You can still call in about those topics. There's no – we don't maintain order like the same the other shows out there. You know, a lot of talk shows – the host picks a topic, and then you will stay on that topic for that hour. And if you call about something that's outside of that topic, then you will not be allowed on the show. Well, that's not how it goes here on Free Talk Live. You can call in anytime about anything, even if it's not the topic we're talking about tonight. It could be something we talked about a week ago, or it could be something you've never heard us talk about ever.
Go for it.
Feel free. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Greg? Go ahead.
I'm here with my friend, the Demon. He was he brought up an interesting topic, which is the current immigration debacle. And I just wanted to know what you guys think of it. Basically, immigration is cool, but what if, you know, in a libertarian society, I guess, if you have a country or a city or a state and the citizens are doing well, how lax would your immigration policies be? Would you make people sign a contract or turn them away? So what's your take on the current situation?
Well, first of all, I don't know if Centurion is a libertarian. I'm not really sure what his political viewpoint is.
So we want to hear it.
You don't have to be a libertarian to be involved in copblock.org. And we'll get your opinion on immigration here. I'll throw mine out first. I don't know what the current debacle is. I know that the government is definitely using immigrants as a political football between the Republicans and the Democrats. That much I'm pretty sure of. There's, you know, all kinds of stories usually in the news about these terrible allegedly dangerous people coming here, but really,
in this case, it's teenagers.
The reality of immigration to me is that most of the people coming here just want a better life for themselves. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to come to an ostensibly free place, you shouldn't have to ask some government bureaucrat's permission. So my ideal situation would be to abolish the immigration service, the INS or the ICE or whatever the hell they call themselves these days. Get rid of those bureaucrats and then just make it so anybody can come to a place as long as they've got permission to be there. So if I
want the property owner.
Right, from the property owner. So, for instance, Centurion, if you were not originally from, was it New York where you're from?
Yep.
So if you weren't originally from New York, but you were instead from Sicily or something like that, And I decided, you know, I need somebody to come here to Keene to help me out with my radio broadcast, and I want to put you up in my house and give you a job. I should be free to do that, and nobody should be free to question me about that.
I think anybody that shows any amount of power or force towards any human being saying you cannot do this or cannot do that as a human being, there's a huge problem. So as far as immigration, I don't even – just the word alone – offends me.
Right. Yeah. We call it moving.
Traveling. So there you go. I think that pretty much sums up the position. Go ahead, Greg.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Oh,
hang on a sec. You're kind of low there. I'm bringing you back up. Go ahead.
Can I just ask a question?
This is my friend, Vadim.
Your friend who?
Vadim.
Oh, Vadim. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. I'm concerned. Aren't you guys afraid that if the borders were open like that, the country would be overrun by virtually billions of people?
No, absolutely not. I'm not afraid of people coming here to make a better life for themselves. The United States is prepared for a lot of people to come here. There are a lot of open spaces here, for instance. I think the numbers I've seen most recently were like 96 or 97% completely open, basically. There's only like, you know, 3 or 4% of the country that's ultimately urbanized in any meaningful way. So there's plenty of open space for people to come here and build new cities.
But I don't think anybody has the obligation to take care of these people. If they come here, their medical, their you know, their food, their housing, everything is their responsibility. They can rent a hotel room, they can rent an apartment, they can buy a house, they can have a travel trailer, they can build a shack on land they own.
Yeah, overpopulation is just fear-mongering. It's just straight-up fear-mongering from people who want to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt about the idea of people coming here.
When they move here, they're going to buy food, they're going to buy gasoline, they're going to purchase housing, they're going to do all kinds of things to stimulate the economy. If you want to jumpstart the U.S. economy, allow people to come here and build a better life for themselves.
Okay. Thank you. Interesting. I never heard that viewpoint before. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. It sounds like a windy night there in New York, a little bit of phone noise in the background. But yeah, I think this is really one of the most important issues of our time and also one of the most misunderstood, unfortunately, because people's lives are in the balance here. And when the government makes changes and they enforce these laws, then that destroys families, it destroys freedom, it destroys our freedom as well. I mean, the people that are out there clamoring for, we gotta stop those illegal immigrants, well, guess what? You build that wall, it's gonna keep you
in. They were here to begin with immigrants. Their great-grandparents immigrants.
But they want to close the doors to the club now, Century. Now that they're in the club, well, we don't need any new members here, so we're just going to lock the rest of you guys
out. Any amount of force towards another entity, it just offends me.
It's horrifying.
It
actually
offends me.
It's horrifying, and if you look at the stories of, like, the factory towns, for instance, that the feds have gone in and they've raided businesses. They've raided businesses and taken a look at all their files and checked paperwork on all their employees and rounded up their employees to the point where these businesses have had to shut down operations and the towns have died because they're like little towns that are kind of built up around the existence of this business. And these towns have, have had a very, very tough time.
Well, the feds are coming into shops in Keene that aren't owned by immigrants and still stealing their stuff. So it doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or not. They're still just going to come in and steal your stuff for no reason whatsoever.
Well, that guy's first name, I think, is Panos. And with a name like that, I imagine it wasn't too many generations away when his relatives moved here, too.
Well, fat stuff?
Yeah. Oh. The smoke shop downtown?
Yeah.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, you shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to move from one point to another. And if the United States wants to pretend like it's, you know, a free place, then people should be allowed to come here.
It sure sounds like the Berlin Wall to me.
Yeah, you're right, Mark, that, you know, welfare shouldn't be available to those people, but I don't think welfare should be available to anybody from the government. I think that people who need help should turn to their friends and their neighbors and their communities and turn to local groups like charities to try to get help, and that we don't need some one-size-fits-all government program. But remember, when you build the wall is going to keep you in, too. And if you don't think the wall is going to keep you in, you're fooling yourself. There's no time in history where the wall hasn't been used to keep you in.
Well, and the wall is figurative, too. People have all kinds of plans on how to make this whole immigration thing work, but all they have to do is enslaving other people. You know, oh, let's do some checks on the road to make sure that they're not immigrants. Let's go house to house to make sure there's no immigrants here. And I hate this term, immigrant. immigrant. These are just people who have moved. An immigrant is somebody who's moved across some imaginary line you're talking about.
You might as well just use the term contraband at this point.
Well, using the phrase immigration reform, too, on both sides, that offends me as well, because you're using a human being to get votes.
That's exactly. Political football is what they're turning humans' lives into here. We'll come back with more of your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
In a far future universe, Earth's fleet is shattered, rife with guerrilla warfare, interspecies diplomacy, and full-scale interstellar combat. Humanity is about to face its Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire, book two in the Tales of a Terran Republic, sequel to the national best-selling and award-winning Fire with Fire, by distinguished professor and author Charles Gannon. Get it now from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
Centurion.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get cryptocurrencies, we were just talking earlier about Bitcoins, and that's certainly the chief among the cryptocurrencies. You can go through ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin.com is the best way because they make it easy, fast, completely legal. They're a money services business, inexpensive. They pride themselves on their customer service. I was just involved today, as a matter of fact, with a customer service situation. I'm amazed at the lightning speed that ExpressCoin solves people's problems. I've done a lot of business with ExpressCoin, and I can't recommend them highly enough. ExpressCoin.com, they're focused on meeting your needs. Whatever cryptocurrency you might want to get, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, whether you're in the United States or Canada. And if you just want to try it out, you just want to get a little cryptocurrency to try it out, use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrencies at no fee. No fee at all at ExpressCoin.com if you use coupon code FTL. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com. There you go, ExpressCoin.com.
Let's jump right back into your calls here. Ryan is listening in Massachusetts. Brian, where are you at?
Okay. Massachusetts.
It says Palo Alto, Massachusetts. I never heard of that place in Massachusetts.
I think it's in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Okay.
Palo Alto, it's fine. And, you know, undisclosed location.
Very good. All right, anyway, go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, so, I pretty much agree with you guys as far as the last, your opinion on immigration laws and bureaucracy, but what if you owned like a giant ranch, you know, or giant, say you had 10 acres of land on the border, say you lived in Texas, Mexico, and you said, you know, as long as the property owner gives permission, like what if you had a big ranch and people just decided for a better life, they wanted to move onto your ranch and start to, you know, put a tent up and just live there?
Like, well, that would be a different story. That's private property.
Why is it private? I mean, a certain amount of bureaucracy. Why is it private? Like, who owns it? Like, that would be sort of a, U.S. Oh, there was a bureaucracy.
You're comparing, you're comparing the jurisdiction of the United States to land ownership, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, first off, to have a land, to own something, you have to have acquired it sort of legally and morally. You know, the property you own, you paid somebody, likely a bank, and they're holding a mortgage over your head. They tell you you own it when in fact they do. But nonetheless, you have acquired your property by, you know, exchanging goods and services, goods or services or currency for it. The United States hasn't done that. It just went through, wiped out Native people, shoved them off into, you know, different areas. You know, the force of the gun was present from the Revolutionary War all the way through. The fact is if you were of the 40% of people that didn't like that loved the king and wanted to stay with the king, you know, they'd either kill you or you'd go along with it. You know, there has been up to this point no voluntary association that goes with the U.S. So, you know, they don't own the property unless you really do believe that the government owns your land, because they're telling you what you can do on your land. Now, if you're talking about people walking through your ranch to get into the United States, well, no, they shouldn't walk through your property to do that.
Unless you want them to.
But they wouldn't have to if they could take the road.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know, I guess.
Are you a trucker?
No, my phone is
professional driver.
I just think it's, I don't know, I think it's a tricky situation because who allowed, I can't really formulate, but someone allowed that person to get that land, it probably goes way back. Like, it's almost like with the Bundy Ranch situation.
Sure,
like,
that's complicated.
What if a bunch of immigrants had decided that they wanted grazing rights, they wanted just kind of homestead that, would the Bundy Ranch people be upset with that? Because why not? It's a big open land. Who owns it?
Are we talking about homesteading the government property, just to be clear?
Yeah, or even if just who decides that rancher?
I support
that.
I support people homesteading government land. Screw that. Take it back from
the Bureau of Land Management. Just simply claimed that land for the Bundys. So that's a different situation. You're not talking about really government land in many ways.
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about. Whoa, just to be clear, I thought we were talking about the Bundy Ranch folks were grazing on public land managed by the Bureau of Land Management, and you were talking about homesteading public lands, correct?
Yeah, well, originally, say you have private, so-called privately owned land on the border of Mexico and Texas, like, who do they get that land from? They probably bought it from, who knows, where they got it from. Like,
so you're questioning the title, you're questioning the private landowner's title to the property?
I mean, sure, who owns that? I mean, it all goes back to someone, a bureaucrat somewhere, that claimed ownership of that land. At some point,
you could certainly point out that the land in question likely was owned by somebody from, you know, in the likely owned, it's stolen from somebody in the past when the United States came in. But that doesn't mean that the person who bought it, you know, in their mind, legitimately from the bank, doesn't own it at this point. Somebody owns that property, and if they want to allow people to cross through, they certainly are free to do so.
To me, if you want to have a free country, you're going to have to let free people cross the borders of a free country, or you don't have
You either have that or you have a police state. I mean, it's your choice, one way or the other.
I absolutely agree with you. But it's kind of like, what is ownership, I guess, and like, is there...
Well, yeah, and that is a good question, and there's an argument to be made that if... I think there's an argument to be made that if you have a large plot of land where you're doing nothing with it, that somebody could come in and homestead it, regardless of who that is, although there's also a strong argument to be made against that as well.
At this point, all land has title, so we don't really have to worry about homesteading that much. I mean, the government's going to claim it, but I think that the government usually mostly abuses it.
Centurion, you were trying to jump in there?
Well, he answered it when he answered you.
Very good. Ryan, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'm still confused, but thanks, guys. I love your show.
Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate hearing from you. I mean, just look, even if you're...
This is a complicated issue, and most people don't agree with us.
No, there's no doubt. But even if you're uncomfortable with the idea of people coming here, I would hope you're more uncomfortable with the idea of a police state, with the idea of having to stop and show identification at various random checkpoint locations throughout your
city. Well, like the Bitcoin thing. I'm so used to money, it's hard to look at something or even grasp something else. He's so used to the power and the oppression, it's hard to grasp that someone actually owns that instead of the government owning it.
And,
you know,
it's not like all the rules have stopped people from moving here. They haven't stopped it. All they do is they make it difficult for them to quit jobs, make it difficult for them to move up the social ladder. All they do is turn them into a second-class citizen or something close to an indentured
Almost
servant.
A slave,
or a class.
You know that if it was you over there, you would do what it took to feed your kids and to make a better life for them. Why in the world? I mean, people call themselves Christians, and then they wouldn't do unto others as they would have them do unto them. Yeah. It's insane to me.
I don't know if I had two children, let's say I was in Juarez, Mexico, and I had two children and I'm homeless, why wouldn't I want to bring them somewhere where it's better?
Indeed.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time. Your call and thoughts. You can bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It doesn't have to be immigration-related. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And if we get the chance, we got the story about the sicko Homeland Security official. He's busted. We'll tell you what for when we get the chance on Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control, toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Homeland Security official who's busted. We'll tell you what for here in a moment. We've got Centurion with us from Cop Blocking and Mark in the studio as always. And out of nowhere, the phones are loaded up. If you're on the line, we're going to do our best to get you on the air. Let's go to Charles in West Virginia. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, a couple things. First off, I'm going to have to admonish you and Mark for the poor way you treated poor old lawnmower man. You wouldn't let him talk about Japan.
Again.
You only gave him about a half an hour to make a point. He didn't get to the point, but that's not the point.
And he's so abused.
Yes.
Do you want to talk to him? He's on hold, Charles.
Well, no, please, no. You're not going to put him on, are you?
No, not right now. Hey, I'm going to put everyone else on hold on before Lawnmower Man.
Well, that's not as a punishment. That's because new people calling are, they get priority on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Chronic callers are taken last on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Everybody listening probably thanks you.
Well, you'd be surprised, Charles. You know, you can't please everybody.
He's got fans, I'll tell you.
I don't know why Charles just got put on hold. I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. Charles, I'm going to bring him back here. Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, yes, the Lawnmower Man character, a.k.a. James, is, you know, he's very unpopular. But at the same time, some people really get a kick out of his calls, and they enjoy them. So you never know what people are going to think about that stuff. But I appreciate the feedback. What else did you want to talk about?
Oh, a couple of things. About co-ed or the bathroom situation, I kind of agree with Mark on that.
All right, well, now we're going back in time here a little bit. We got to recap. Mark, you remember what he's talking about, the bathroom thing?
Sure,
bathroom?
This is the idea of creating nothing but these unisex bathrooms. So that
colleges are doing it.
Some colleges are doing it, and they have done it. I think, you know, fine and dandy if you want to create a unisex bathroom where people can go in. You know, that doesn't matter to me, but I think that you should retain, at the very least, retain the women's room, because I just don't think I can. I'm not ready for the world where you know, men and women can be in the same bathroom. You know.
Well, I was kind of indoctrinated into that several years ago when I was a very much younger man. This kind of works into you. Advertising survival school. I went to a survival school when I was right out of high school. The government paid my way and everything. They sent me to a nice place in Southeast Asia. And they put us through some pretty rigorous times, but one of the times we got to go on what they called a stand down and go into this little hamlet, and I had to relieve myself, and there was a room there that served as a bathroom. So I went and sat down, and to my amazement, this ancient lady came in and sat down beside me and released a bombardment of gas that was worse than anything that they dropped on a soap bar.
Wait a minute. So you weren't talking about a suicide bomber. You're actually talking about somebody with methane gas.
Oh, yes. It was pure methane.
And, okay. Not mustard gas.
Kind of fish-flavored methane.
It's not mustard gas, but it didn't make his eyes tear.
It brought tears to my eyes, believe me.
Good call, Charles. Anything else you want to share?
Well, then she let go with a bombardment of the day before fish and rice. And, then she got up, and I looked on a gentleman. He offered her my toilet paper, and she looked at me like I was a fool. Took her hand, wiped herself, and slung it, and walked out. So after a while, I walked out. And later on, they sent us up to a little place called Quezon for our, for New Year's. A New Year's party.
Really sorry you had to go there.
Well, it wasn't our New Year's. It was the Tet New Year's. The little New Year's. And they came down called the Tet Offensive. And we survived that.
I'm glad you did.
They sent 45,000 down to greet us from the north, and we survived that.
Charles, thanks for telling the story tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. It's probably the grossest call of the year thus far. Thank you. Now, that's the question, of course, is, you know, Charles was upset about Lawnmower Man's call or some of his calls. But given the gross-out factor of Charles's call, would more people be upset about his call and its content than the lawnmower?
No, I'm more upset that the government had to send him to Vietnam.
Yeah, that's terrible.
The man danced the line. He danced it well. He was humorous all the way. I got to say,
It didn't cross any lines. I mean, it definitely didn't cross any lines. It wasn't something we had to
censor. He was polite.
But it was also very, very descriptive in a very gross manner. The bathroom story was pretty horrifying. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Mark. He's calling from Nitro, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. That's a hard call to follow.
I bet it is.
guys, I wanted to help you out with your property ownership issues. Long time ago, I was taught, ultimately, property, when no one else lived here, nobody ever lived on the earth, God owned the land. this is why we use the term in literature about providence. When kings, when people came together, went into the land, they might run into other people. God decided the ultimate outcome of that battle, so ultimately God decided to own the land. Once we started forming governments, we formed governments for the common protection of everybody in that land. I understand it's gone awry there, but, I mean, ultimately that's what it was set up for.
That's the story.
That's the claim.
I think that there might be some historical evidence that's contrary to that, but I think that that's the claim. That's what we've all been told.
Exactly. I mean, but at any time, theoretically, we can overcome that government again, just as we... So land ownership, ultimately, unfortunately, comes down to, I was taught, whoever can defend the land, that's who owns the land. If you choose not to defend the land, then you're not going to own it long.
Might makes right is a powerful argument, but it does have some real drawbacks. And, you know, I mean, supposedly, it'd be wonderful if we were moving into a world where people could talk out their problems and come to the solutions of truth rather than, you know, who's got the biggest, longest spear.
But ultimately, when you get that, it's the playground mentality. Somebody always wants the swing that you're on. Somebody always wants to take your place, but somebody sees you have a candy bar, they're going to take it.
There's always somebody who will. And a lot of times, the ones that will be most successful at taking it will be the ones that manage to get the cloaks of government draped across their shoulders.
Well, no, what will happen is those people who've been successful won't even have to take it from you because the people will give their candy bars to them. And they'll feel good about it.
Yeah, and so ultimately, that's why we as individuals have to come together to fight those that are more powerful than us from taking what rightfully belongs to us, and that includes our own government.
Well, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people are looking at moving to New Hampshire, people who love the ideas of freedom, people are joining the Free State Project. And, Mark, thanks for your call tonight. I don't personally want to fight. I don't like the idea of fighting for freedom. I just want to be free and then allow the government guys to do all the fighting because they're the ones, in my opinion, who are fighting desperately to keep their legitimacy. Because if they don't have their legitimacy, then people will see them as what they are, which is a criminal gang, and they will start to treat them appropriately for what they actually are, which is, again, a criminal gang using the threat of violence and actual violence to force their way on people who've never hurt anybody, like you and I. 855-450-FREE. We've got enough time to sneak your call in here. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up shortly. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record levels. lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free and we can get you in here in these remaining moments. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, we also have Skype. Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. You need focus? You're feeling fatigued? Trying to get that extra edge when it counts? Look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are also talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. They make it affordable at modup.net for everyone, including you, to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. And remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. ModUp.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community, by the way. You'll get a sweet discount if you pay with Bitcoin, 33% off at ModUp.net. Plus, use code FTL, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So, again, use code FTL, world-class service at a great price. That's ModUp.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. We go right back into your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Wes, listening in Silver Valley, Idaho. Hello, Wes. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. My question is about immigration. I'm looking at a map of the world put out by the United Nations, in which every country is rated first, second, third, or even fourth world. My question is, can you build a first world country with a third world population?
Of course you can.
Yeah, how do you think it was done? I mean, I would say that to some extent the attitudes and work ethics do make a difference, but I think ultimately it has to do with their governments. You can see that when you look at the island of Hong Kong, it's no different than China, but China was poor as dirt remember when we were kids and it's like, eat your food, there's kids starving in China. That's because kids were starving in China. They weren't starving in Hong Kong. You're just talking about a spit of water over, and the difference is not the people as much as the government.
Another one on the internet is the IQ of the people of the world. Now, the Oreo people are about 5 points higher on average than the Caucasian, but the indigenous people of Australia, that being the pygmies, their IQ is 70. Are you going to make a first world nation with people an IQ of 70?
IQ tests tend to be slanted towards Western cultures, and obviously different cultures have different values. So
yeah, there's different types of IQ.
Not talking about intelligence, because intelligence actually, Harvard University distinguished 17 different types of intelligence. So, you can have spatial conceptual intelligence that doesn't have anything, can't possibly be rated on IQs. So yes, I do think that
math problems aren't going to do you much good when you're out trying to, chop trees down and, break coconuts or whatever, kill
nonetheless,
beasts.
Nonetheless, this nation was still built by dum-dums, too. The fact is that we had plenty of people out there banging, spikes into railroads, and they weren't necessarily, they may have been geniuses, but they didn't have to be to do it. So, everybody's got their place in building a prosperous society. It's bad governments that keep people poor.
Sure, and I don't want to have a litmus test or an IQ test. I don't want to have a place where, sorry, you didn't pass our test, so you can't come here. No freedom for you. You're not smart enough. That, to me, sounds like a really scary place to live.
Well, dividing people in different classes is kind of demeaning to the humanity, I think. I think it's offensive to say some chief in Australia is less smarter than me because he's a chief in Australia in some pygmy tribe, or the Fox Creek Northern Cree Nation in Southern Canada is has a lesser IQ or more
IQ. It's ridiculous.
IQs. Yeah, it's stupid.
It's ridiculous. They just have different values and different types of intelligence are important in different cultures. Wes, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Looking at this map, I would have to say that wherever white Caucasians go, their values and traditions, it appears they produce first world countries. The United States and Canada, all of Europe, all of Scandinavia, and by the way, the number one
country. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Europe is a very multicultural continent. There's people from all over the place.
Well, Wes, look where you're looking at that map. Look who put it out. The UN.
I think that the court systems in the Western world have been among the best, throughout historically. I'm not saying that we have great court systems here in the United States, but I'm saying historically, as a matter of fact, I think they've gotten corrupt over the last few decades. But historically, they've been better than most. And all you have to do, you don't have to be the fast rabbit. You don't have to be a fast rabbit. You only have to be the fastest rabbit. And so if you have less corrupt court systems, that can make a real difference. I still don't think that has anything to do with color or anything like that. It's just it just happens to be what was.
Yeah, Chihuahuas and St. Bernards both bleed red, so they must be the same. Now,
they can breed.
I have been watching this map and rating for a number of years, and Iceland and Norway are 1 and 2, neck and neck. They're fighting it out for the most livable countries in the world. Now, is it just some kind of coincidence that they happen to be the whitest countries in the world?
Wes, look at the pygmy thing again. You said they have a higher IQ. That just proves that people can govern themselves.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wes. It sounds like you're obsessed with skin color, and I think you need to get over it.
I think you should move to Iceland.
Humans,
for God's sake, the place is awesome.
I live in North Carolina.
Thanks for the call, Wes. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It seems like he's obsessed with skin color and believes
in glasses.
Yeah, and that believes that somebody's skin pigment has something to do with their intelligence, and I'm sorry, it's ridiculous. There are plenty of people in of the white skin color who are not very smart, and there's plenty of people who are brilliant who are black and Hispanic and Asian. So sorry, just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just not a conversation that I think that is gonna go anywhere. Even if if you
sound like a racist. Yeah,
that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yep. Let's continue here. Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, about your new affiliate there, WVFT, you were saying in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
They're actually 93.3 megahertz, and they're actually Gretna, Florida, and they're 8.7 kilowatts, and their tower is 133 meters tall. But what I came to talk to you about is...
Good info. I was going to check that. Yeah, thanks for doing that for me.
The state ID cards. In New Hampshire, you can be issued a state ID card at the age of 12. And when they issue it, it comes on this thing, the temporary, and it says, this is a temporary New Hampshire driver license valid for 60 days. Whether it's a state ID card or a driver license, either way, it says it. And therein comes a loophole. If somebody got suspended for DWI and they turned in their license and they got this their state ID card, and then they're taking their chances and they get caught driving under suspension, well, how could they be under suspension? What's the difference between a form from the DMV? The DMV clerk hands you this document that says that it is a valid New Hampshire driver's license. How could it not be a valid driver's license?
That's excellent question. Have you put this theory to the test, Tom?
No, I have not done that, but I'm throwing that out to any defense lawyers that might
and
be
And would
listening.
It also allow, the other question is, would it also allow a 12-year-old to drive? I mean, if the 12-year-old could go and get this ID, and it says on there, the temporary one, that it's a driver's license, would the 12-year-old or 13- or 14-year-old get in trouble for driving around with that?
With a temporary ID card that says that it is a temporary New Hampshire driver license valid for 60 days. Therefore, that's what it is, because the DMV issued it, and it says it on what the DMV issued. So,
thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Lawnmower Man gets the last 10 seconds to get the final word. Go ahead. Lawnmower Man going once. Lawnmower Man going twice. Oh, what a shame.
Still my cop
trying my best. Oh, yeah, there goes Centurion. Thanks from copblock.org. He's got his homemade copblock bright yellow, neon yellow shirt. I like
it's
it.
It's got the old fuzzy
like felt.
Yeah,
like
the
iron on fuzzy. Everybody in Manchester tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's going to be an epic cop blocking going on in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm sure we'll tell you about it if there's some highlights. And in the meantime, we'll see you online at freetalklive.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.